like we're taking a psychic bath and just cleaning stuff out, you know, and recharging. One last chant, and this will do for a little bit longer. It involves chanting the I Ching, or chanting the four seasons, or chanting our four grandparents. When we have eight people, we chant the eight great-grandparents, or the eight directions, but we've got four. So what are we doing? The father is Om, 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 Om. Let's just do Om, Om. That's the father. We say it again as Om, 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 Om. The father's mother, that's the father's father. Om, Om, father's father. Om, 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 Om. The father's mother is Om, Hari, Om, Hari, Om, Hari. And the mother's mother is Hari, 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 Hari. And the mother's father is Hari, Om, Hari, Om, Hari, Om. But these are also the four seasons. So we're doing something that goes back to our ancestors and at the same time does the four seasons. So the winter time, which we're just going into, is Om Hari, Om Hari, Om Hari. That's the father's mother. Okay. The springtime is Om Om, Om Om. It's the mother, father's father. Summer is nighttime's increasing, daylight's greater. It's Hari Om, Hari Om. That's the mother's father. And Hari Hari is the mother's mother. So it's an eternal line. So we're going to get this. It's to the zodiac. It's to the ancestors. We're chanting to them, and you should be thinking of your ancestors. If you know the names or you're thinking of your ancestors, you can be thinking of it. We're sending them a blessing, and they're coming here and being blessed by the fact that we're chanting too. So they're blessing us as we're blessing them. It's a win-win. And we're putting it to the seasons of the year. So we're putting the chant out in time, and it kind of affects everybody. So we're kind of building this temple that has a couple of different frequencies or energies going. And once it gets going, I'll go around and add a time factor. I'll chant them in sequence. So you'll keep doing that, and I'll be chanting Om Hari, Om, Om Hari, Om Hari, and I'll just be going around. So I'm like creating time inside of it. We're creating kind of like just life or nature. So it's really a chant to the mother, or to the great mother of life and to nature. But it has, it's traditionally, it's the I Ching, we're chanting stuff that was done 5,000 years ago. These patterns were there. So, and we're not going to go around, we're just going to start this and we're going to do it for 5 or 10 minutes. We'll do it to, it's like we're creating kind of a trance type state. But it's not like we're losing it, we're just more centered and more simple. We just do it in our peace. And nothing else seems to come in.